When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a 6-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the 6-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad, the 6-ring cane show, the 6-ring cane show, the 6-rings cane show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the 6-rings cane show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Welcome back, everybody. As you can see, by the way, did you just notice? I'm back in the room. I'm back in the room. All right. I'm representing again.
You made it upstairs?
Yeah, I'm back upstairs. I'm punished. I got punished, so I'm back upstairs. Welcome back. We've got, what is it now? 6 weeks to go? 5 weeks to go before?
Five weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
Jesus. 5 weeks ago before the Kings go up to Gainesville to play the Florida Gators. So really excited about that. There's so many things going on right now, recruiting-wise. I know Blue will get an update from you today. We've had a lot of visitors this past weekend coming down to Miami, some committed guys, some five-star guys, some guys that have been committed elsewhere, some really big names. And so – got a lot of things going on this weekend down here in Miami with those visits. Also, we will preview break down the top defensive front seven this week, tonight as well, and anything else that we can get our hands on. Obviously, we bring back Blue's show and tell today. So, Blue, while one of us, you gotta get something. So, one of us is gonna be talking. You gotta find something unique out there.
I already got.
All right, sweet. Perfect.
I was going to put it on. I was actually going to wear it tonight, but I got too fat, so.
No, it don't fit. I understand that. I totally understand it. So, we'll do a little bit of that also. So, let's get it going here. I know we've got we'll definitely break down the front seven first because, look, to be honest with you, I think that this defense and this team is going to be predicated on what that front seven does. Right, they're going to dictate a lot of the momentum that the Kings get on offense and on defense. You know, you're talking about some of the best. You could probably say top five, even top three. Some might say even the best defensive ends in the country right now, as far as depth is concerned, starters, everything. You've got a lot of talent on those ends, some guys transferring in, some guys that have been there for a little bit and are getting healthy, ready to go, and, of course, the one and only Reuben Bain as well. So we got a lot to talk about there. Really excited about the front seven and the inside with some transfers and some big names there, along with the linebacker crew, which is really exciting to talk about also. So we'll get right into it. But, you know, guys, like I mentioned, right, that front seven is really going to dictate a lot of what happens in these games. If they can put pressure on those offenses, you're talking about, you know, the quote-unquote weak spot of ours, which is our cornerbacks and our defensive backs, get an opportunity to kind of play a little more loose, a little freer, and make some plays out there, right? They're talented enough. It's just you know, a matter of depth and maybe experience. You know, you bring back Daryl Porter and Damari Brown, and you got Deonte Hill now coming in and Meech Powell and some other guys. So you've got some talent there. However, they haven't played together. So you got to really depend on this front seven to come out there and do some work. We probably want to start off with that defensive tackle position. I think it's the silent assassins of that front seven, because I know we're not getting a lot of talk about them except inside, you know, in the inner circles with the Canes and whatnot. But who are some of the guys right off the bat? We'll start off with you. We'll start off with Vish today on that inside, that defensive tackle position, that you think could really make a name for themselves this year and be really productive and kind of go out there and show that interior defensive line can really make some moves.
Yeah, no, I mean, like you said at the top, two of the we lost Jazz there, but two of the the depth here is incredible. So I mean, the starters are probably going to be CJ Clark and Simeon Barrow, which is, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say make a name for themselves, because they're known college football players if you follow college football, but obviously they're new to Miami. Those are your starters. I mean, it's going to be hard to have anyone to have anything even, you know, coming close to arriving as starters. And then behind them, Marley Cook, Ahmad Moten, you know, maybe Josh Horton gets in there, that Anthony Campbell. There is a, like you said, we can rotate heavily this year, which is something we've had, you know, that starting talent. We have not really, it's been a huge drop off to the backups in the past. In this case, we've upgraded the starters. I mean, we all like Jared Harrison Hunt and, you know, want him to stay, but there's been, I mean, this is a clear upgrade with Clark and Barrow, and then we have depth behind it too. That's all new, right? We have not had those rotations. You're on mute, and now your face disappeared. And now you're on mute.
Kings today stopped by. What's up, Kings? By the way, he does some really good work on Twitter, but I just saw him pop in, so sorry about that.
Yep, and then
we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a bit when we do recruiting. But yeah, so I mean, I think this, when we want to, if you watched our teams play, you know, 20 years ago, that long, be able to rotate players in, and I think we can do that this year. And you talked about interior on the interior, like there's four or five tackles you'll be comfortable. Obviously, in the money downs, you're going to want Clark and Barrow in there, but you know, there's four or five guys you're comfortable rotating in for possessions at a time without really worrying about much of a drop off. So that's huge.
I agree. Blue, you want to kind of chime in on those defensive tackles and who are some of the guys that you're really looking to make an impact this year?
Yeah. Well, he mentioned, I mean, the CJ Clark is, you know, obvious. Simeon Barrow is going to be good. Marley Cook for depth and got an opportunity to do something. Ahmad Moten, who's a space eater, reminds me a lot of Lawal McCray back in the day, or the kid McCray.
McCray, number 54.
Yeah, it's kind of a space eater. You still got Anthony Campbell.
Right.
So you got a few guys coming in, you know. I mean, obviously Akeem Mesidor, but he's a DN kid. But it's just, it predicates if this is could be a really, really deep side of the ball. Like I said, the front seven is going to afford the secondary a lot more time and a lot more time to learn to play together. But I still think that the secondary is going to be better than people think. It's going to be more athletic than people think it is.
I'm looking at, I'll be honest with you, before I get to DJ on this, because I want to steal it before he does. Josh Horton, I think, is a kid that's going to come out and make
some. Yeah, noise. I was going to mention him, but I wanted to give you leave one for you.
Well, I stole it from Danny because I know DJ was going to say it. You gave me the shot to do it. I appreciate it, man. Anyway, I like the way that worked there. I think that he might be the most athletic one, and he's one of the biggest ones too. But I think he's one of the most athletic guys on that defensive tackle. I guess two deep, three deep, whatever you want to call it. Those defensive tackles. I mean, he's a guy that can go up and he can dunk. He's very athletic. He's quick, and he's strong. He's about 6'3", 6'4". I mean, he's about
big kid, yeah.
Yeah, he's 310 pounds. So he's a big kid, right? So, came in last year, didn't really play a lot, developed his body, developed his technique a little bit. But they like what they've seen from him, from what I get at. And not only that, but you got Justin Scott coming in. Right, some of those young guys I think are gonna come in and push some of the older guys. But at the end of the day, you know, I know I mentioned Josh Horton, but I think your top four guys are probably Barrow, Clark, Cook, and Moten. You know, although you can probably throw in Horton there. So. Look, that's the thing, right? Like, we're talking about depth now. We're talking about Campbell as well. You're talking about being able to put Mesidor in there on certain packages where you get kind of like a third and long or where you got to rush some guys, you know, and you bring in some more edge kind of guys that can move in and out. We didn't even mention Armando Blount, right? So Armando Blount is another guy that can play inside and outside. He's changed his body. He looks jacked up now. So that's another kid that can come in and make some noise. So, and I know I'm missing another young guy that's one of the top rated prospects. I can't remember his name, but DJ, kind of chime in on those defensive tackles.
And tell Scott?
No, Justin Scott, I mentioned. I know there's another one, but I can't remember now. Maybe anybody in the chat can help me out.
He's on. You mean, is he on campus now?
Yeah, I believe he is. Or maybe I mentioned everybody. I'm not sure now.
Elijah Alston?
No.
No, he's a D end. He's a D.
Yeah, he's an end. This is a young guy. Jeez. Highly rated guy. Anyways, I'll think about it. Maybe we can pull up the roster. But DJ, your thoughts on the defensive tackles?
I look at a guy like Simeon Barrow, and I know we talked about him a little bit, but I like the experience that he brings to the defensive tackle position. He played in 469 snaps over, you know, his time at Michigan State, and he also had 10 and a half sacks in his 3 years of play. And to me, looking at the defensive tackle position, you know, the fact that defensive tackles have the ability to rush the passer these days is extremely important. No longer is the defensive tackle position one where they just fill space and stop the run. Now they need to be able to be versatile and get pressure to the quarterback. And, you know, Barrow brings that experience to the table. And, you know, he also had 110 tackles, so he is familiar with, you know, obviously playing the position, but also being able to produce at a high level. And you guys kind of touched on it a little bit ago, but I'll just say it again: having a good, you know, front seven makes the secondary's life a lot easier. And if you have the talent like we do at the edge position, plus getting a little bit of pass rushing help from the defensive tackle spot, that creates, you know, a very well-rounded defense. And, you know, I'll be interested to see what Barrow does this season, but I really think that he will be able to make a sizable impact. And I'm wondering if he'll kind of continue that same pass rushing role as well with so much talent on the edge.
That's going to be interesting to watch. No, Lightfoot is an outside guy also, so maybe I didn't mention everybody now. I don't even know anymore.
I think you might have, yeah.
I might have.
We have so much talent, we don't even remember some of the guys.
Unbelievable. I think it's going to be interesting to watch what they do this year. I think it could be exciting to see them not only clog up some holes and do great in the run game, but be a factor in the passing and passing as well. I think some of these guys are athletic enough where they can get up the field and chase a quarterback down and maybe get some TFLs and some sacks that way also. So really excited to see what happens there. If you kind of move out to the outside, now you're talking about, you're talking about some of the best guys in the country at this point. There's no doubt about it that Miami has some of the top defensive ends in the country. Some of the top defensive ends coming in, and some of the guys, some returning guys and some transfer portal guys. I think that this is one of the deepest positions that the Canes have, especially on defense. And it's exciting to see, because if you've got a strong defensive end, strong edges that can set those edges and keep the quarterback, in the pocket, sometimes create some pressure that way. It's gonna be a field day for Miami's defensive backs, and we're talking about coming back with Ruben Bain, who could potentially be the best defensive end in the country. Mm-hmm. You've got transfer portal guys in Elijah Alston, and I think the biggest one for me is Tyler Barron. I think people don't realize how good Tyler Barron is. There's some experts out there, experts calling him a potential first rounder, right? That's how good Tyler Barron is. He's a long, lengthy, strong kid. He's jacked up also. I've seen some videos of him recently doing some workouts, and the kid's impressive, right? But then now you also bring back Akeem Mezidor, who's finally going to be healthy and is going to play on that outside as well. Bringing a guy like Marquise Lightfoot, who's light, but if you've seen him dominate all these All-Star games, you know that there's an opportunity for him to gain a little bit of weight and be really productive down the line. I mean, he provides depth right now. You've also got a kid like Booker Pickett, who can play a little bit of linebacker, but also the edge, right? He's very talented. You can stick him there and put a hand down, and I think that he is special there. And then also, I think, for me, this is my guy. This is my surprise pick. I think this is my guy that's going to make a name for himself. It's going to be really productive at the University of Miami. Maybe this year he'll get in and make some plays and flash, but he's not going to be, obviously, with the amount of talent that we have there, it's going to be hard for him to get playing time. But I think Cole McConathy is a kid that's going to come in and be real special at the University of Miami. That's kind of like my dark horse of guys that's going to show out this year and put up some nice numbers as a freshman. What do you think, Blue?
Yeah, no, I think he's going to be really, really good. We had a chance to watch him during the spring.
Yeah.
And, I like him a lot. I think he's got an opportunity to be really, really special. He's one of those guys that comes in, play. I think, where he played in Alabama, he played against a really, really tough schedule. And, and he came up big all the time. Everybody that I talk to thinks that he's going to be, over the next couple of years, one of those guys is going to be very, very, is going to be one of those dudes, but I think he's got an opportunity. Elijah Alston
Elias Rudolph, right? Another kid.
He hasn't played in a year. So he didn't play this past year, but when he did up in Ohio at Taft High School, he did pretty good. But I think a lot of it hinges on the health of Akeem Mezidor, because if he stays healthy, he gives you undoubtedly, you talk about a sixth man in basketball. I mean, this guy's got an opportunity. I mean, he's got long arms. He's shown what he could do before. He could dictate plays. He can get out and get guys. I think he's a key to that line as well.
Here's a question I have, and I want to throw this to Vish. I'm going to give him the hard-hitting question here at the end. You've obviously got Ruben Bain on one side. There's no doubt about it that he's going to be day one starter on one side for the Canes, right? He's potentially one of the top, if not the top, defensive end in the country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now you've got a good problem on the other side. You've got Tyler Barron. You've got Elijah Alston, and you've got Akeem Mezidor. You got three guys that can come in and start, and you've still got two other guys that can rotate with Bane and you know whoever else is going to be on that other side. That's potentially your two deep. But if you have to choose right now, Vish, who is your day one starter on the other side? Is it Barron? Is it Mezidor? Is it Alston? Who's the guy for you there? Defensive end.
For me, it's Barron. I think he's done it at this level. As Blue said, if Mezidor is healthy 100% day one, that's different. But he hasn't played in a year. So he's got to knock some rust off. So at least going into the UF game, it's, you know, I think I've made my opinion of the quality of that program clear, but they're still, you know, a P4 school. So you kind of, Barron's played more recently. So I think he's going to be the guy day one, answering Pimp Down's question. But if Mezidor works himself back to health, as you said, Jazz and Blue called him the sixth man equivalent, it's going to be, you know, starter backup with like a, it's going to be one of those, let's go in the depth part with a slash situations. And they're both going to play a lot because that, I think we forgot, you know, when he was out last year, how good Mezidor was. He was first team all ACC, I believe, 2 years ago. He's definitely on the all ACC team, which, on a 5-7 team is hard to do as a defensive end. And he did that off of that team, then got hurt. I think, as you said, again, can rotate, no let up when you go to the backups here. I would say Alston's, I would put him a little bit below Barron and Mezidor. With that said, he would be a starter on this team at any point in like the last 15 years. So he just came in when there's actual like elite level depth at that position. I think he's really good. He's really good. It's more of, that's what I'm saying. It's more a reflection of my opinion of Barron and Mezidor, not a reflection on, I think he's, like I said, I think any other point in the last 15 years of this program, he's starting.
He's like your for sure starter.
Yeah, exactly. But at this point, we got Bane, we got two all ACC players at defensive end, and Barron coming in from Tennessee
was all SEC.
So it's just like it's hard for Alston to wedge his way into the starting, but he'll 100% play a lot. And
we haven't had that problem in a long time, Vish.
Yeah,
so that's
good exactly.
Thing.
That's the good thing.
I'd much rather have that problem.
Yeah, and that's the that's what Jazz, you know, led this conversation out all, and I think that's what jumps out is that this year there's actual depth,
right?
And that it hasn't been the case in forever. It's been okay, we got to rotate someone in because they can't play every snap, but gotta be very strategic to make sure that they're not on the field when it's a big play and all. And now it's kind of like, no, it's fine. If it's a key possession and Bane needs a rest, you can go with Alston or Mezidor or Barron, be fine.
I agree. DJ, who's again, I'll throw this question to you, right? Is it is it Barron? Is he your day one guy on the other side, opposite of Bane, or are you looking at Alston or Mezidor?
I'll say Barron because he brings out experience, and you know, not that the others don't, but Barron's done it pretty recently, and you know, Bane and Barron is a lethal combo. And you know, you look at again, you know, who are the best players on your defensive line, and you know, Bane is obviously going to be a superstar, already is at that level in my opinion. And you know, Barron's been that type of consistent player as well, so I would go Barron to kind of bookend that defensive line.
So if you have to name your starters right now, let's do that. Let's finish off with the starting front four. Blue, who are your starting front four? Who's your starting front four?
Well, I obviously Bane. I think I think CJ Clark, Simeon Barrow, Tyler Barron.
Yeah.
Tyler Barron. Yeah. I think I'm going to go. I would go, like you mentioned, Vich, I'd go Mesidor if he was 100% healthy and we knew he was, you know, he didn't have that.
Over Tyler Barron?
If that was the case, because let's say he played last year and he was, again, you know, your all ACC kind of guy and he came in, I might start him. I don't know if that means anything. I just think that he would start just based off of, you know, prior production. And I know I hate to say it's stupid, but seniority in the sense, just because he's done it and he's done it at a high level. That's not a knock on Barron. That's not a knock on Alston or any of those guys. I just put it there. It doesn't mean he's going to get more playing time or more snaps, but I just think as a starter, I think I'd go, but that's not the case, right? We don't know how healthy he is. So I'm kind of going to go, you know, chalk here, as most of you are going to go and probably say Tyler Barron. And yeah. Then on the inside, just based off of what we're hearing, it's definitely Simeon Barrow and CJ Clark. Although I'm going to say my dark horse, and I'll go back to you, Blue, on this. I think my dark horse on the line, period, I think is Ahmad Moten. I think he's the guy that's going to come in and really, really.
Taraz McCray. That's who he reminds me of.
Taraz. There, that's his name. Taraz McCray.
Because he's a short, you know, he's shorter, he's stocky, but he's a space eater, and you can't push him around. You put him in the middle, he's going to be awfully tough to, you know, and he's going to, you know, the whole thing is if they try to run up the middle on him, he's going to be a force.
Yep.
You know, that's not going to use him so much for pass rushing, but.
No, I think he's a plugger, right? He's going to plug. And he's going to take some space, a space heater, like you said. Who's kind of like your dark horse on that line?
Well, I think Blue just.
Just a line position?
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll do linebackers next, and you can answer that part there. And then, Bill, you got to come next week to get the back seven. Do back four. I mean, we're not doing that this week.
I mean, if you're picking just a dark horse that we really haven't talked about, Marley Cook. I think Marley Cook could be a guy who we haven't really watched much, but he's, you know, I mean, if you're picking a dark horse, I mean, it's going to be awfully tough because we already mentioned everybody. So
yeah. Josh opened up the Rolodex and it's just like, let me name some dudes.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we talked about them. We really didn't kind of get into who we thought would be.
I think Moten is actually what Blue was just talking about before I flashed the question. It's actually a good, you know, cause I think he's kind of, last year he's a key player for us, but I think with all the additions, he's kind of fallen out of our headspace as people covering this, but not really the coaches, as Blue says, a distinct role that he's very good at that'll be key for us. And I think he's kind of, you know, fallen out of memory for some of us. So he can be a sleeper, even though he's already produced here quite a bit.
I love Josh Horton. I think he's going to do.
That could be a really good dark horse as well. TY Sports Picks 24 asked me, is Jamie French a lock? Well, just to go off base here, and because I don't know. I think that his ties to Louisiana and the money that LSU is serving up. And, you know, it's between Miami and LSU. And I know that he's friends with Hilton and, you know, with a couple of kids down here. But it's going to be awfully tough for Miamito come away with him.
TY, we'll talk about.
We'll talk receivers in the next decade.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a second.
Wanted to make sure I saw he had.
No worries.
It's hard for recruits to leave the state of Louisiana as a whole, and, you know, especially now with NIL and LSU throwing money everywhere. Not that they haven't done that before, but anyway.
Not that Miami has. Miami and the Dolphins are vying for who has the highest payroll up front.
I know, right?
Well, Tua took care of that. So.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Then he rubbed it in.
It's gonna be. He should rub it in. He got paid.
Now it's time.
I don't know if you could ever trust a guy with two Fs in the front of his name.
Yeah.
Did his brother play at Pitt or something? I feel like there was a French with two Fs there. Okay.
Yeah. Who, French?
Yeah. French's brother was a wide receiver at Pitt.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Yep.
Yep. I like, that name is so familiar, and I'm like, the 2F thing. It's got to be relation.
You're right. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show.
You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.